Native American ceremonial open fires on private property inside the city limits only recently became an issue. In January, a resident was alarmed by an open burn fire adjacent to his University Hill property and alerted the city. The city contacted the homeowner, David Atikparazan Young, with the Genizero Apache Tribe of Colorado. Young explained that the fire was part of a Native American religious ceremony, and the city backed off from issuing a citation. Since that time, Young and others have met with city officials and the city fire marshal to draft an agreement that would allow such fires as long as organizers have a permit. Young says future ceremonies will include a fire pit or chantico.
Chantico is a word that means hearth, but also can be translated as a little house. So it has a double meaning, but it also references the energy of fire. Some people say God, but it's not a God. It's just the energy of fire and how we use fire and how it's at the heart of who we are and what we are.
Young says fire inside the chantico will allow stones to be heated and later transferred to a sweat lodge for a native healing ceremony.
It'll look just like a fireplace, like for a fire pit that people use for grilling. It's not going to be hugely different. It'll be a little bit bigger because it has to be able to hold the stones in there and hold the fire. So I think that's an appropriate term and name for this that we'll be building that will house the ceremonial fire that we'll be using.
About a decade ago, the city forced a Native American group to extinguish a ceremonial fire at Valmont Butte, a unique rock outcropping on Valmont Road just east of 55th Street. That led to a certain amount of antagonism between the indigenous community and the city because, as Young notes, Native Americans had used the site for spiritual practices long before settlers arrived in the Boulder Valley.
The whole Boulder Valley is a place that many different tribal communities came. And as they came here, there were different times throughout the year that different communities would come to the Boulder Valley because Boulder Valley, it's a neutral area. It's a sanctuary. So people could come here, and from here, it was a great hunting ground, both in the mountains and in the plains. There was abundance of food and more than enough for one community. So many different tribal communities came here at different times and reaped the harvest of this area. And I'll share that if you're up at the top of the butte, you can see sacred mountains, sacred points in the cardinal directions. And so it sits at the center of it, sits at the heart. It sits at the heart of a medicine wheel. And that in and of itself makes that space sacred.
After the settlers did arrive in the Boulder Valley, hard rock milling operations occurred at Valmont Butte, and parts of it became contaminated with radioactive mine tailings. Nonetheless, Young says the indigenous community would like to continue to use parts of the site for ceremonies and will continue those discussions with the city.
We were holding ceremonies at Valmont Butte before, so this is not new to us. We are concerned about the high levels of radiation that are there at Valmont Butte. And so, but it's not the entire butte that's contaminated, it's specific areas that are contaminated. So it is a potential good site for us to be able to put a lodge, provided that we do all our homework on both sides to make sure that no one is going to be adversely affected by holding ceremonies there.
After the Valmont Butte incident, Young says the city promised it would find another lodge space suitable for indigenous ceremonies on open space, a promise Young says was never fulfilled. But the current city council is determined to make things right. Young says he is pleased with the support that is being shown and hopes the agreement reached in Boulder can serve as a template for other communities across the state and country to be able to address similar issues.
I've been at this for 20 years, so every little step we take is a step forward, and it's a good step, and that's enough. I don't expect to see anything overnight, but probably somewhere in the next couple of years, we'll probably be able to hold ceremonies up there, and that'll be a space that we'll be able to access, and then without any problem. So that's what we're looking for. We're looking toward the future. And I'm not doing this for me or for our community today. We're thinking about our grandchildren, and we're thinking about them and their grandchildren being able to always have a place to go pray.
Last night, Boulder City Council unanimously passed on first reading an ordinance they feel addresses the city's fire safety concerns while also allowing Native ceremonies to continue without interruption. For KGNU, I'm Roz Brown.